From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Qatar's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, has given Kuwait his government's response to a list of demands by four countries that cut ties with Doha last month over its alleged support of terrorism. It's a charge Doha denies. Kuwait is acting as a mediator. Details of the response not yet public. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar June 5, imposing a boycott. This month's UN Security Council President, Chinese Ambassador Liu Jiayi, said he hopes for a diplomatic solution.
Whatever the countries can do to mend the fences and to get back to good neighborly relations, that would certainly be welcomed by China.
The demands include withdrawal of Turkish troops from Qatar and closure of the state-owned Al Jazeera network. Chris Doyle directs the Council for Arab-British Understanding.
It's an extraordinary list of demands because essentially it would mean that Qatar would become a vassal state of Saudi Arabia. It would surrender its foreign policy. It would surrender and close down its media stations, not just Al Jazeera, the entire network and other branches of its media output. And there's simply no way that it's going to do that.
The leaders of the four boycotting countries are to meet in Cairo Wednesday to discuss the issue. The U.S. military announced it carried out an airstrike Sunday in Somalia against suspected al-Shabaab militants. The Pentagon declined to provide details until a full assessment is made. It was the second such strike since President Donald Trump authorized a counterterrorism action. Fighting between troops and suspected Mai Mai militia has broken out in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, forcing suspension of operations at the Canadian Bonro Corporation's Namoya gold mine. This is VOA News.